I live because he lives. I live because he lives. I live because he lives. I live. Glory! Amen! Praise the Lord! Before you have your seats, make sure that there will be no stranger by your side, to your left and to your right. And once you introduce yourselves to them and they introduce themselves to you, let them know Jesus is alive and he lives in me. Jesus is alive and he lives in me. Jesus is alive and he lives in me. Praise the Lord. I would like us to go straight to Matthew chapter 28, and I'll be reading from verse 1 to verse 7. Matthew chapter 28, and we're going to be reading from verse 1 to verse 7. And maybe I would like you to join me. Let's read. One to go. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. Verse 2. One to go. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. You got the revelation, right? Let's keep reading. So much is in my spirit, but I have to stay focused. There are people that are used to the old man, and that's all they know. There are so many people that are in your life, even those who are very close to you. These women were the ones who walked with Jesus, traveled with Jesus, ministered by his side, and ministered to him everywhere he went. Sometimes we can even say men can be so focused on the work and they don't notice all the details. But nobody knows a man like the woman that loves him. This woman loved Jesus. Women notice details. Women have great ability to perceive and discern things before they can make sense out of it. They just can't feel it. Power of intuition, very high. Women have an extraordinary retentive memory. If you say one thing, they will tell you exactly what you were wearing the very day you said it, what time, and exactly what you said. Men, that's why it's very easy to catch a man lie. He will just be saying it right there, and the next time he's saying another one, he forgot that he said the other one. Because he's very preoccupied about what he's achieving, his work. Women read meaning to everything. So if there is someone that can tell you about yourself more than anyone else, is a mother, a wife, a sister, or a daughter that loves you. that are there with you after you finish playing nice guy out there. You come back to them. They see you when you're only with your boxers, and they see that you've not washed the boxers for the past 1 week. They know the sound of your snore when you snore in the night. When you're coming from outside, they can tell your odor. They perceive your odor. They know you. You don't lie to them. They know you. These women knew Jesus. But their knowledge of Jesus was so limited. They were the ones in their loving service who were going to anoint his body, to clean up, to make sure that they preserve that body without decay. But in being with Jesus, I want you to listen carefully, they forgot that he has always said, and he has said it in many ways, in various ways, that if you bring down this temple in 3 days, he will rebuild it. That he said he will lay down this life and he will take it up again. So they came that very day after the Sabbath, expecting to see the Lord they love in the place where he died and laid. Expecting to do the normal thing they used to do. There are people that all they know about you is where you fell. All they know about you is where you failed. All they know about you is where you were broken. In fact, there are people that the connection they have with you is that they were your succor in the days of your struggle. The connection they have with you is that they were your fixers when you were broken. And so much as they love you, sometimes they are fixed on what you used to be, that they are caught unawares when something changes. That's why some relationships shake. I want you to listen. What I'm saying now is very vital, because the person who used to love you broken is now meeting the one who is no longer broken but healed, and the person can handle the healed version of you. Because the only version of you they understood and they could relate with was the broken part of you. Suddenly you start hearing you have changed. What's going on? There are people that remain your friends so far as they can take advantage of you. You didn't hear what I said. These women came to the tomb. Loving motive, with their herbs, their ointments, to do service again. But they were expecting to see the dead Jesus laying on the tomb. But on that day, something different had happened. I came to announce to you, I don't know how your life's been going, and I don't know what's the story. I don't know what your story is, and I don't know how long that the situation you are in now has been. Oh, I feel this thing now. in the name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the risen Lord, he who lives forever, I declare, by the resurrection power, your new beginning has started. Your old is passed away. Your new has begun. Your old is passed away. Your new has begun. Your old is passed away. Your new has begun. In the name of Jesus.
Somebody say, new me. Say, new life. Say, new vision. Say, new journey. Say, new levels. You know what just happened now? There was a great earthquake. That's what happened now. Everything that had to be shaken has been shaken. Everything that had to be repositioned has been repositioned. Oh, yalada yakata. To him that believes, all things are possible. Likari de sondeli bragata. Lift your hands with me. Say, my new has begun by the resurrection power in the name of Jesus. My new has begun right now. Shout your loudest amen. Put a praise on it. Put a praise on it. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door. And what? Sat on it. Rolled back the stone from the door. Not for Jesus to come out. No, 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 no. If you wanted to explain that, okay, you can roll back the stone for Lazarus to come out, because Lazarus died and was raised from the dead with the very life he died with. He died an old man and was raised from the dead an old man. But this Jesus, who became sin and became the cause of every disobedience of sin and sin, laid on the cross, who died a sin sacrifice, is an atonement for sin, was raised with a new life. This resurrected Christ didn't need anybody opening any door. You got it? While the disciples were gathered, they saw him in their midst. All door locks. This resurrected Christ could walk through walls and could appear anywhere at the speed of a thought. Could appear anywhere. So the stone was not rolled away for him to come out. The stone was rolled away for us to see he's no longer there. You got it. There are things God is doing in our lives in this season. He's not doing it to prove that he's our father. We already know. He's not doing it to prove that we are anointed. We already know. He's not doing it to prove that he loves us. We already know. He's doing it so people will see. Somebody under the sound of my voice, I prophesy, in the next 30 to 90 days, things
things are going to be happening in your life that will make men see, that will cause men to see that God has given you a new life, that God has changed your story, that God has changed the story of your family, that God has anointed you, that God has blessed you, that God has favored you. Whoever it is that I'm talking about, shout your loudest amen. Stones are going to be rolled away. Hey, Karopo Saka, limits are broken. Walls are coming down. Limitations are broken. Walls are coming down right now in the name of Jesus. And whatever God does is forever. Every stone he rolls, he sits on. I said, when he rolls it away, he sits on it. I'm hearing the Lord say, I'm rolling that addiction away. And I'm sitting on it. It's not coming back again. You will not have that relapse again. That addiction is broken. That addiction is broken. That addiction is broken. And you're not relapsing again. You're not relapsing again. Those fears are gone. You will not be entangled with those fears again. In the name of Jesus. Shout your loudest amen. Oh, you better put a praise on this blessing. You better put a praise on it. Verse 3. The countenance of this angel was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. So what God is doing in our lives, nobody will explain it away. No. He did it in such a manner. The angel manifested in such a manner you won't think he's a man. You know, this is divine. Verse 4. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. They were slain. Slain. They slept. Became like dead men. They were breathing, but they were out. Out. Verse 5. I would like you to now hold your neighbor. Be the voice of God to that neighbor and read out loud. One to go. But the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. Pastor Kainde, what the women saw and kept their feet, others saw and lost their foot. What the women saw and kept their feet, others saw and lost. They became like dead men. The things, I want you to listen to what I'm about to say. The things God is going to be using to uphold you, to establish you, to promote you, are the things that will scare others to death. Don't fear their fears. Their fears, that's your promotion. What made Saul the king that was rejected? And his army, meaning the army
We are the people of God, but we are following a rejected king. And whatever runs at the head trickles through. What made them hide in caves and valleys? What made them hide for fear? That Goliath, a mountain of a man, who came out making great boast and cursing them, was the same thing David heard and said, "Who is that?" And then asked, "What will be done for the man who will take care of it?" When you see what makes men run, that's exactly what you are anointed for. Don't fear their fears. Hear me. The things that will terrify others is what God is going to use to promote you. It is that same fear that David advanced towards God of victory by the power of God and in the name of the Lord that made the maidens of Israel sing. Saul has slain his thousands, but David his tens of thousands. A 17-year-old boy. Lift your hands. Say today, by the power of resurrection, I declare I've lost all my fears. I am full of faith. I trust in the living God. I am full of grace. I am divinely and marvelously helped. Say, therefore, I do not fear their fears. Therefore, I stand in victory. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you're receiving it, shout your loudest amen. Help me hold that neighbor by your side. And read verse 5 to that neighbor. Again, one to go. But the angel answered and said to the woman, shout that again. Turn to your neighbor and shout it again. Shout it again. The enemy has been telling you, you won't live long. The enemy is telling you, you won't amount to anything. The enemy is telling you you've lost your ministry. The enemy is telling you you will never be the voice you thought you're going to be. The enemy is telling you your life won't amount to anything significant. You won't be a man of impact. The enemy is telling you you will end up not being married. The enemy is telling you you will not going to have your children. Sit down a little. For I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. Verse 6. We're getting close. Now shout it. He is not here. For he is risen. So the stone was rolled away for the women and others to see. See the He is no longer here. Please, when you're through with your service today, go and preserve all the pictures you used to have. Go. some of you, where you're living now and where you're walking now and the things, please snap all the pictures and archive them. They will look for you there. But you won't be there. All they will see is the evidence of where you used to lay, where you used to be when your family mocked your faith and told you that you're loving Jesus too much, you're serving Jesus too much, you're taking this church thing too far. The same place where you were, where your mist mocked you, where people thought it was true. Hear me. Don't conclude about me. There is a new me you've not met. Let me say that again. Somebody's going to catch it. Don't conclude about me. There is a new me you're yet to meet. Why? The resurrection power is at work in me. That power is the power of newness. Do you know what newness is? Let me explain what newness is. This very second, this very minute is known as now. The next minute, the next hour, the past hour has become the past. Do you understand what I'm about to say? May the Lord grant you understanding. What it means is, you can only define me in the now. There is no past to me. If you met me 1 hour ago, that was my past. You can only define me in the now. If you, I didn't say yesterday, that one is too far. If you met me 1 hour ago, that was my past. Pray in the spirit. May the Lord grant you understanding. Where your reality and all that matters is now. You live in the newness in the now. There is no past to you. So, hello. How can the devil tie you down with what happened last year if you understand newness? How can he tie you down with what happened last month? How can he tie you down with what happened last week? Stop justifying your past and start embracing your new. There is a newness of life. He is not here. I used to know him. That's not the man I am. We have the very nature of God. When he introduced himself to Moses, he said, go and tell the children of Israel, when they ask you, tell them I am. Please don't change God's I am to I was. You're a partaker of that, the same of that, the same divine nature. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Lift your hands and shout, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am a new creation in Christ. I am blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Say, I am lifted of the Lord. I am the very glory of the Father.
anointed. Say, I am sanctified. Not I was, I am. Every time that enemy wants to tempt you with a word, look and shout, he's not there. He's not there. Somebody say, he's not there. For he is what? Risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. Your past will only serve as the evidence that the resurrection power is real. As the evidence that the blessing of the Lord is real. As the evidence that the promotion of the Lord is real. So when they record your past, that will be the evidence that God can change men. Because they won't be able to reconcile your now, your new, with your past. So while they are consulting your past, that will become the evidence that God can create a new man. Verse 7, stand on your feet. Before we read verse 7, I want to, we're going to come back to Matthew 28 verse 7, but before we read it, I want us to read Romans chapter 6 verse 3 and verse 4. Hold your neighbor. Oh, before we read Romans, the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to me. Come on. Let's read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. Hold your neighbor. Call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Be the voice of the prophetic to that person and read out loud. One to go. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in our... When we were dead in what? That means in sin. Spiritually what? Dead. What did he do? So today we are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, but guess what? Much more, we are celebrating our resurrection. Because when he was raised from the dead and he was made alive with a new life, God made us alive together. What happened to him is resurrection, is what happened to us who believe in him. Somebody say, I was made alive and I am alive together with Christ. So the Bible says, by grace you have been saved. We will have another talk of another level. Go to verse 6. Oh, Barido Sandalabra. Want to go? And raise together. So I'm a partaker of the resurrection power. He raised us up. I'm no longer in my sins. I'm no longer a sinner. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I have a new life. I'm a new man in Christ. I was raised with a new life in Christ. You don't have to feel it. It's not a feeling thing. You don't have to sense it. It's not a sensory thing. By faith, we received it. By faith, we are saved. That's how it is. And we walk by faith and not by... Even though I don't feel it, if God says it, I believe it. If the scripture says it, I take it. And I say it too. Read that again and read it loud. One, two, go.
together and made us sit together in the heavenly places. All the angels are sitting on the stones, we are sitting on the throne. The angels are sitting on the stones that represented your grave, but you and I are sitting on the throne that represents our victory, that represents our honor, that represents our glory. Shout your loudest amen. Somebody say, raise me up together. Congratulate everybody by your side. Say, happy resurrection day. Your resurrection day. That's what we are celebrating. Now let's get to, so you understand it now. Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Still hold those hands. Those are blessed hands. Those are anointed hands. Now, reach your neighbor, want to go. Or do you not know that as many of us as we are baptized into Christ? How many of you are in Christ Jesus? You sure? You have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? You confess His name as your Lord and Savior? You've been brought into Christ. Shout it with all others and say, I am in Christ. And Christ is in me. So that word baptized in the Greek is baptizo. It means to fully immerse, to submerge, fully immerse. Many of us who have been brought fully into Christ, immersed into Christ, we are immersed into His death. So when He died, which we celebrated on Friday, I died with Him. He died my death. He paid the price for my sins. The wages of sin is the debt that was supposed to be for me. What I deserved, He died. So now I died with Him. I was also buried into His death with Him. Now look at verse 4. Hold those hands. Look the person in the eyes and say, hear the word of the Lord. All of you who are love sons, this is the core scripture of this ministry. That's why you hear our motto, Love Ambassadors Ministries. Experience the newness of life in Christ. It's a concept you live. You practically experience it and you live it. It's to be lived. Your life is not the old life that God is rehabilitating. No, you're not a broken down gen that they are changing the parts. You're a new gen. A regeneration. A new man. You're not the man you used to be. That's what the power of resurrection brought. So read that to your neighbor and read it loud. One, two, go. One more time, want to go? Therefore, we were buried with Him through baptism into His death. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of... Somebody shout, even so. Why the even so? Because we were raised up together with Him. And we were raised not with the old life, but with what? So even so, we also should now what? Was walk. Leave it out. Don't just talk about it. Let it become your experience. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hayale to Sayaka. E prede su te yaga.
When you leave service today, take all the pictures you can. Take the pictures of where you used to be. I say archive it. Those are the evidences. I say archive it. There are stories you are about to start telling, and some people may think it's fiction. Oh, but they will see the stone rolled away. They will look at the evidences, and they will know that Jesus is alive. That Jesus is alive. That the resurrection power is real. Somebody shout a big amen. Amen. Say, I walk in the newness of life. And in this year of overflowing fullness, is life to the full till it overflows. To have it more abundantly. We'll talk about that one on Wednesday. So that last verse, Matthew 28:7. Now see what the angel said to the woman. This is the last charge. Hey, go quickly and tell everyone else. He is risen from the dead. But that's not the only story. If you got the revelation, tell everybody, I am risen from the dead. I'm the bounce back kid. I'm the one the grave could not hold captive. I'm the one situation could not hold down. I'm the one hopelessness could not cope down. I'm the one addiction could not destroy. I'm the one that sickness could not kill. I'm the one that delay did not stop his blessing. I'm the latest news. Everybody ignored me, but something is happening in my life. For the Lord my God is my shield, my glory, and the lifter above my head. I'm the one that couldn't cover his light. They couldn't dull my shine. They couldn't cover my glory. They couldn't stop my greatness. I'm the one. I am risen. This is a new man. This is not the one that was timid, broken. This is not the one that was rejected. This is not the one. This is not the one with that low self-esteem. This is not the one that was fearful. This is another new man with a new life. Life as God has it in himself. I'm the one. They said the children we are lost, but now my children are oaks of righteousness. My children are prosperous, serving the Lord with fire. I'm the one they said, whenever they want to make an example of a desolate land, they talked about my father's house. Whenever they wanted to make an example of people that were cursed, they talked of my mother's house. I'm the one that later, by the resurrection. Now, when they want to talk about those who were cursed but now blessed, when they talk about how God can change people's story, go and tell. When you leave here today, 5 is the number of grace. The least is 5. Tell someone Jesus is risen, and tell someone I am risen. I am risen. Lift your right hand. Shout, I am risen! Because he's risen! Say, I live! Because he lives. Walk up to 5 people and tell them, I am risen because he's risen. I live because he lives. If you know you're the one we are talking about, give the Lord a mighty praise. That the pain you came with is no more. Did you notice that the sickness you came with is no more? Did you notice that the depression is no more? Did you notice? Did you notice the growth is no more? It's no more. I say it's no more. The depression is no more. The doors are open. The doors are open. The doors are open. Our creation works for us. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Have your seat in